Tired of struggling to boost your brand? Let me tell you, influencer marketing is the way to go. Say goodbye to outdated methods and hello to instant results with this game-changing tactic. Forget what you've heard about traditional branding. Influencer marketing is the secret weapon you need to take your brand to the next level. With just one simple change, you can revolutionize your approach and double your desired outcomes in no time. Don't fall into the trap of sticking to old ways. Join the 1% who know the secret to success in branding. It's time to shake up your routine and turn your brand story around with the power of influencer marketing.
Exactly. Kind of what we're talking about is how that shit is going to take my job. So tell me how it's different to train a neural network. It sounds like we're talking about is training a neural network.
Mm-hmm.
And what's different about training a neural network versus training the human brain, for instance, just as a fun comparison?
Well, I would say they are very similar approaches because neural networks was invented back in the middle of 20th century. So it was invented in 1940s, the concept of neural networks. And I would say that to train a human and train artificial neural network is something similar. So the overall idea is that you need to show different examples and say something like, hey, these are good examples, these are bad examples. And if you multiply it by millions or trillions examples, then any human can understand what to do. And the same goes with neural networks. So neural networks was invented as a kind of way how we can simulate our brain inside the computers. So they are pretty much similar to what we have in our brain. So in fact, I can show you the picture here, which is like quite common. So here how neural networks looks in our brain. It contains synapses and neurons. So these big guys are neurons, and these like threads or like connections, they are synapses. And in like mathematical world or in computer world, it becomes a kind of a complex equation where we just sum and multiply some numbers and get some results. So all in all, to answer your question, how like human training is different from neural network training, they are quite similar to each other. The question is because human brains, at least right now, they are much more advanced than existing neural networks. They just need more like examples, more training. That's maybe the main difference, I would say.
That's fascinating the way you said that. So, may I ask a follow up question how you just compare them? What is the metric that you would use to compare them? So, if we're going to compare